Let's talk television with Irina. Good morning, my love. How are you today?
I'm really good. I'm actually very excited about today's two shows.
The theme for today, classic comedy. What is Miranda?
So Miranda is something that has sort of popped around, I guess, ABC for a while, and I've heard about it. It stars Miranda Hart. It's an eponymous comedy sketch show, which sort of means, you know, she's the star and her name's the star.
Mm-hmm.
And she was Chumley in Call the Midwife, which is where I came across this actress before. She's 6'1", she's a big woman, and makes the most of it. What I found really interesting about Miranda, and all the seasons have dropped on Stan, and it's more than 10 years old, right? I thought Fleabag, remember we've talked about Fleabag a couple of times?
Yes.
I thought Fleabag was really original, but now that I've seen Miranda, it actually feels very much like a sweeter, kinder, cleaner Fleabag.
Really?
Yes, they're half-hour shows, they're comedy, they're not as dark, they're really wacky. There's, again, this sort of a mother who wants her to get married, a best friend, she owns a joke shop, so there's a lot of penis humour, you know, but kind of joke shoppy stuff, you know, for your hen's night, waka 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 kind of thing. One of the interesting surprises that I really enjoyed was that Tom Ellis stars as her crush, and Tom Ellis has the leading role in Lucifer, which has now dropped season 5 on Netflix. And I know it's a show that people love. Look, I've tried to watch it. I'm still trying, but actually seeing him, there's too many holes for me and the religious part. But anyway, he plays just this sort of goofy, but also quite sexy chef while she's in the comedy store next door. But honestly, Miranda is a revelation. She's fantastic in Call the Midwife, and here she is fabulous. She just holds her own. She's a clown comic, so she's falling over, she's making fun of herself. Everyone's kind of a bit silly, but she never loses your focus, and she does that thing that Fleabag does where she breaks the fourth wall. So it starts with her telling you very directly what's going on in her life. And it's almost got a Benny Hill quality because there's sort of little skits where there's one where she says people should skip and they should gallop. So there's a show, there's a sort of like little skit of business people galloping to catch the bus, and then her galloping at them and kind of waving. Which, it's really funny. It works really well. And then it kind of pops up again and again. And then it's so well written, like so many of these shows are. Game Face, Gavin and Stacey. It's just one of those classic British shows that are a joy to watch and so important when there's so much horrible stuff around. Just have a laugh.
Quite agree. So what's our second comedy we're looking at this morning?
So very briefly, this just dropped on Stan as well, and it's called The Comedy Store, and this one is for the fans. So The Comedy Store is like a place in LA, a nightclub, a comedy club in LA that pretty much spawned every single comedian you've ever seen. Jay Leno, Whoopi Goldberg, Louis C.K., Marc Maron, they've all got podcasts now, and the older people like Freddie Prinze Sr., pretty much any comedian you've ever seen had a go at The Comedy Store, and all of them are being interviewed.
Okay. Well, as you say, we could all use a bit of a good laugh. We'll have to leave that one there this morning. We'll talk some more television next week. Thanks, Irina.
Have a laugh. Enjoy. Find it where you can this week.